It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Man wins $200,000 lottery prizes and gives one to his brother.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
All right, Kevin.
Okay, let's take a look at it. I know Jay Daniels does not enjoy this day, but I want to know how Rob Sacre, the great one and only, I mean, professional athlete, your diet's been just on target for many, many years, right? Except for when it's not.
Does beer count as a diet? I don't drink beer anymore, though.
You know?
I just feel... This sounds like a chick, but I feel gassy.
I never understand.
I've never heard a girl say that, but thanks.
Wait. I feel like after White Claws, they don't have my... anyway.
So do you like the White Claws?
Absolutely not.
Oh, okay.
They make me feel even more gassy.
Just the brown...
Bourbon. I'm a bourbon man.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
I'm a bourbon. And honestly, I don't even... I really don't even drink like that anymore. I just don't like the feeling the next day. But right, go ahead.
Yeah. Do you come home and have like a bourbon once in a while?
Yeah, once in a while. Yeah, I like good bourbon.
Yeah, do you do the big ice cube?
Oh yeah.
Oh,
dude, I love good. I really do love good bourbon. And then sometimes I'll make this drink, a bourbon mule, basically. So I get lime juice, ginger beer, and. Woodford. I always use Woodford.
Wow.
Very good.
It's a process.
Hey, Rob, when we hit the streets, is that what we're going to drink?
Buddy, you're going to drink more than just bourbon. I promise you that. See, you don't want these. You don't want these problems. I promise you. But if you want that, we can make it happen.
Keep your life simple, Steve.
Keep your life simple. You've been with these guys. These guys are good. They're going to keep you on the right path. Me? I'm going to get you on the right path, but we're going to take a detour for a little while.
Well, today
maybe
is...
get off on the wrong exit.
Yo, we're gonna take, you know, sometimes you just want to take the long way home.
That's it, yeah.
We're going to take the long way home. You'll get on the right path eventually.
Yeah,
but...
Rob's taking the scenic route to the right path.
I love the scenic route.
It's so fun. You know why? There's a lot of stuff to see.
Yeah. Talk to me now.
Memories.
Okay, Rob, it's National Avocado Day.
Mm.
Where do you stand on the avocado?
Oh, I love it. Some salt and lime juice.
Okay.
And you can just
squeeze it on there and eat it.
Yeah, it right there.
I'm down. Okay.
That's how you get fat babies.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Oh, that's
I
right.
forgot about
you
that.
That's if you want fat babies,
avocado.
I promise
feed
you.
Feed mama avocado.
Feed mama avocados.
Yeah.
That's the best way to get them like Michelin tire rolls on that baby.
So cute.
Oh, the best. Yeah. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
So, no, avocados. I'm pushing that.
How do you feel about these restaurants with avocado toast?
No, they're good.
You do like it,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What was it like salmon, avocado, and little capers or whatever they're
yes.
Wow.
I mean, I've seen that. That's the fancy one. Some people I just know, I didn't know if you were worked up about the fact that they charge for a piece of bread.
No, I got a problem with me pressing tip for you just handing me my coffee all the time. and you having a bad attitude. Now, I'm not going to give you a tip with that bad attitude.
What do you do for that? I mean, how do you feel about that?
The tip for like, everything?
Like, do you feel bad ever pushing no tip? Do you ever feel bad? Or do you custom sometimes just to make it less?
First of all, I'm going to test the waters. I'm going to see what kind of personality I'm going to get back. If I say hi and you don't give me a hi or, may I take your order?
Uh-huh.
Like just,
right.
Hey, I didn't ask to do your job. I didn't ask for your job. So I want a little bit of pride when you say, hey, yeah, hey, good to see you, Kev. Good to see you. What would you like in your coffee? You got a dollar from me automatically.
Every time.
Every time. Every single
your
time.
Your tip is based genuinely on performance.
Not even performance. You could give me a terrible coffee.
Well, yeah. I see what you're saying. But you want effort.
Effort.
Yeah,
that's all I'm wanting. Just give me a little bit of effort. Yeah. Show me. Yeah, we all don't want to wake up and go to work every day. That's a normal. Welcome to the real world. Yeah. But you know what? fake it till you make it. Yeah. I'm not asking for you to do the world for me. Just show me a little bit of effort, and I'll take care of you.
Yeah, the world's not fair, man.
Steve learned that 2 days ago.
He just found out.
What happened to you, Steve? What happened to you? The world's not fair.
Well, man, people are so tall.
He was
just not fair, man.
Depends on where you go. I promise you that.
We had that. We were trying to determine what was the tall scale, because Steve said that somebody who was like 5'11", he goes, he's pretty tall.
So the average man is 5'10 in the United States.
I know. I find that.
The average woman's, what, 5'4"?
Something like that.
That's right. Mm-hmm. We did the math around the building here. We started adding up all the people, and we were like, oh, yeah, it probably is about 5'10".
So you're basically, all you guys in this room are calling me a freak. Is that what you guys are calling me?
You were wow tall, we decided.
Wow.
You are just what we
decided. Tall. Wow. Wow tall.
Because, you know, people see Rob, and they go, wow, and, you know, for a variety of reasons.
And that's why I don't care. Honestly, I don't care about anything anymore, because the attention I get either which way, I'm like,
Cares? I think that's a good way to
look at it. They're going to stare at me any which ways. I'll put tattoos on my body, whatever. They're going to look at me any which way. They're going to look at me either which way.
That's
true. Have we put any new tattoos on my body?
Now that I have all this time.
Yeah, with your
This is when this gets dangerous for me, guys.
You get bored.
I get bored, start getting these crazy ideas. I got nothing but legs left, boys.
Okay, I was going to say, legs are still ready.
Legs.
Do you have a Snoop Dogg tattoo?
You said it. I didn't.
Have you watched the side of your body?
Have you watched him on the Olympics? Did you hear him doing the badminton play by play?
Could you not ask for a better man?
Was that not the best thing you've ever heard?
Hilarious!
Oh my gosh, I was laughing so hard.
Kudos to him. Like, he's always evolving.
Man, he reinvented himself like 10 times.
But he doesn't reinvent. The cool thing I love about him is like, he reinvents himself, but he doesn't.
Because
you know who he is. So I'm all about that.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of that, honestly, is what we just talked about. It's effort of being like a good person. Like, he's good to people.
Right.
You know, and I think people are like, sometimes you'll have like a mindset when you meet somebody like Snoop. You're like, I know what I'm going to meet. I know what this guy is. And then you meet him and he blows you away because he's so nice and so considerate.
Yep.
That you're like, whoa, and then everybody gives him a second chance and a new chance. Next thing you know, he's just doing the Olympics.
Just effort. Effort.
Have you ever met him?
You know what? That was on my bucket list for so many. And I had like, we just like miss each other.
Like when you were in LA?
Yeah. We would just like miss him 30 minutes or something that. It would just always never be in the.
Dang it.
It wasn't meant to be. It's all good. You know, it's not good. Water off a duck's back, brother.
One of these days, I have a feeling that you'll just kind of walk into some place and there he'll be. It'll be one of those random things where you're like, what?
Hopefully it's not a Spokane store. You know?
Easy. Thank you, Steve.
You get it, Steve.
Thank God I got a second voice of reason in the room.
Steve.
Well, I'm in the other room. Sorry,
Steve. Oh, Steve, you're starting to pick up quick. He's a Chicago guy.
He didn't know what he was going to get thrown into just with our show, and then adding you to it, you know, made it a little different.
So, have you been to, is it still Wild Dogs downtown?
I don't know if that exists.
I don't know if that's still.
No.
I don't know.
I don't know, really?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I was
going
to say, have you had a Chicago dog?
I'm a wild dog, my friend.
Oh. Yeah, we've all
said
that.
I got the dog out the cage today, boys.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I mean, we did shopping like crazy. No, wait, you didn't do any shopping.
Kevin James.
That's why it was the best part of my weekend. Just kidding, honey.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
All right, it is listener letter time. Sorry to interrupt your story, Rob.
Oh, you're good. This story needs to be...
Yeah.
Rob has listener letters galore. I still...
Yeah.
We have to get to... your baby and you, like potty training issue? Or
oh, yeah. You
issue?
Said you had something you wanted to discuss.
We'll
get to that.
Okay. Yeah. We got time. Listen letter.
Coming up at 7:30, Rob's child's up.
If someone problem. Can help me with this.
Yes, it's a parenting issue.
Yes.
Yeah. A concern
first,
more than an
let's
issue.
Let's help Darren with this one.
Yeah.
We got quite the farm going on at our place. We started with a few horses because my daughters love horses. Of course, we added some pigs, chickens, cows. Now my wife and kids are begging for sheep and goats. I need to know from anyone who has had sheep or goats, is this a good idea? I've heard they can be a real pain. Should we get them, or is this the time for me to put my foot down and say no? As from Darren.
How many cows do you think this guy has?
I don't know.
I think cows are way more obnoxious than goats.
Because?
Just, they're bigger.
Yeah.
And you have to, like, if they get out on your street, like...
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
That's happened every once in a while at my neighborhood.
Yep.
Then you're having to do a whole ordeal of chasing a cow down. Whereas goats, yeah. You can kind of just wrestle them and throw them into the pen where you need to go.
They are small enough to move around.
Right.
Yeah. And they can be a pain, right?
They're very obnoxious. You've got to have, like, well, if you have all those other animals, one goat won't be too bad. But I definitely think about this.
What do you have right now?
I got a cow on the property.
Just mm-hmm. one cow?
One cow on the property, and then a couple at Kenny McCurlick's house.
Oh, yep. Over in Jordan, Montana.
Good old Montana.
Yep.
And then two horses. I'm done. I'm just done. But then I caught myself on Craigslist looking. I'm like, oh, man. Look at that horse.
That's I'm telling you, we need to find you a hobby while you're recovering from your Achilles because this is going to cost you money.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, but 100%. At least you're not working.
But I'm not doing, yeah. Kevin. Yeah, gotta love it.
Hey, thanks.
First of all, we want to go back to the government. How do people not work and, like, just enjoy sitting watching YouTube all day? I can't do it. I can't. It
drives you crazy.
Oh, it is insane. You just have no ambition.
What have you watched?
Haven't I watched?
Okay.
I've been down the rabbit hole of every conspiracy theory. I feel like Alex Jones himself.
Okay, wow.
So have the Olympics been a nice break?
It's been a great break.
Because you can
beach
watch
volleyball, boys.
Beach volleyball. I have a question.
Watch some very unusual sports. You're like, I love handball. I'm a big handball guy. I've never seen that before.
I'm over the handball. They got too much of that.
too much handball.
So, too much handball.
All right, guys, come on.
You are dressed from head to toe today.
Yeah.
In
Canada.
Team Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got to represent Team Canada on this one. I'm American. I get it.
Yeah.
But I represented Canada. I played for Canada, and I am Canadian, so I got to hold
What was the highest level you ever played with Team Canada?
We went to the Worlds. I went to the Worlds 1 year, and then lost in the America Games to Venezuela. If we had won that game it was the semis. If we had won that and gone to the finals, we would have made the Olympics.
Oh,
we lost in overtime.
Wow.
That is a bummer.
Yeah.
Playing for your country is just different, right?
It is.
I mean, you could have, I'm sure, played for the, you know, U.S. too.
Mm-hmm.
Or were you...
Let's not go that far. But Canada, I was ready.
Yeah.
Canada.
Who do we have playing for Canada? That Nemhard's playing.
Yeah.
Andrew Nemhard.
Kelly
Olynyk.
Shea Alexander. There's the roster's stacked.
Yeah,
Canada's good.
Jamal Murray. It's cool to see how much it has developed and grown. Especially that the Raptors won. That made a huge impact. You know,
in Canada
with basketball, but. To see what Canada basketball has done from when I was playing to where it is now, it's incredible. It's truly incredible. I think we have the second most players in the NBA.
Is that right? Okay.
Next to the United States.
Wow.
But basketball's changed, man. It's a European, different style of basketball with this.
I did see that there was another, they were doing a story about him. Oh, it was for Team Japan.
Rui Hachimura.
Rui, of course, is playing for Japan.
My assistant, one of the assistant coaches, was my coach in Japan.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Okay.
It's a small world. Yeah. I was watching that.
Josh Hawkinson?
Yeah, he plays on my old team.
He plays for the Shibuya Rockers.
Yep, Sun Rockers. Let's not.
Come on, Kevin. Shibuya. You're not
gonna rake Sun us Rockers. Through the coals.
Yeah, okay. Sun Rockers are nothing.
That was your team that you played because he played at WSU.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was a WSU guy.
See, that's how you do it. That's really how you do it.
He brought it home, didn't he?
You get a Japanese passport, then you get bread. You get bread if you have a Japanese passport.
Really?
I screwed up, guys. I had too many. And the Canadian League wasn't paying well enough.
Yeah, well.
I should have gotten a Japanese pass.
What were you thinking?
If you could only go back. I don't think.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll discuss your problem with your youngest momentarily.
Yes.
Also, I'm just curious, when you see Coach Few coaching the Olympic team, is it like? I wonder what he's saying.
Don't you know? Oh, man. I'm just scratching my head. Like, what is he saying? First of all, as an assistant.
Yep.
That's the thing.
It's harder.
Because it's different.
When you're used to being the head coach, it's hard.
You
harder.
Just get to be maybe a little bit
you're
more.
You're the guy that they come to and talk to and like, oh, man, coaches and, you know. And,
yeah, talking trash about coach.
And so I'm looking at him like, man, how do I talk to coach about this coach? I don't know.
LeBron's over there.
Yeah, LeBron.
Ah, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
This Kerr guy. What is his deal?
You're going to shoot all those threes, or you're going to get to the basket. Get to your go-to move. Just go to your go-to move. How hard is that? I'm sorry, Coach. The scouting report is trying to stop my go-to move.
Well, you know what he told KD before KD's big game? Just put the ball in the hoop.
Rob, just stop.
Just stop.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Those were dolphin shorts?
They are a specific style of unisex shorts worn for athletics or by a Hooters waitress.
Does it say that or did you add that in?
No, that's honest to God.
Kevin James.
Now look what he's looking at.
I'm looking at Wikipedia, Steve.
Yeah, well, Wikipedia is dirty.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
He's right on that one. He's right. I learned more on Wikipedia than I should have.
Okay. Who knew?
Yeah. Quick forecast update brought to you by AMCO AAMCO. Too hot for Rob, I'm imagining, with 90 today, then a 98, a 105, a 96, and a 94 as we wrap up the weekend. We're back into it.
Well, it was supposed to be like triple digits all throughout the weekend.
And I think they might have backed off a little bit on the Saturday.
I don't need to be in triple digits.
No.
Over 90, what does it matter at this point, right?
Yeah, it's hot. Yeah. Hot. Yeah.
Hot is hot.
Yeah. But only 65 right now. At least it's cooling off at night. Man. All right, so what's your issue? Your youngest is a year and a half.
Okay, let me give you the landscape.
Yep.
Hold on, let me give you a timeout, first of all.
Okay. Oh, wow.
I don't know the new baby.
Violet.
Violet.
Mm-hmm. Vi.
Love that name. Yeah. Call her Vi.
Vi.
What is her animal name?
Oh. She's a snow leopard.
Snow leopard.
She's elusive and very white.
Okay. Okay. Right. A snow leopard. Okay.
The snow leopard. That's her animal.
Steve, for those you
all the
know
kids
that.
Have animal names. I give all the kids animal names. They got their that's their spirit animal.
Yeah.
Oh. Hers is the snow leopard. Santana's the Komodo dragon. Komodo dragon. Chi-Chi's the Kodiak bear, and then the silverback is my oldest, the gorilla. Yeah.
So what are their animal names?
I just gave you.
Jane Kettle.
He wants Jane Kettle.
You guys.
Oh, whoa. Can't wait to hear.
They don't have, it's Abbott and Costello.
Okay. Okay.
Well, that works. Abbott and Costello. That's all I got for these two.
You know, fair.
Yeah.
I like that, though. That's very cool.
Yeah, this is like the Partridge Family in here.
Yeah.
Okay, so the snow leopard, what is the trouble with the snow leopard?
Okay. So, for 4 months, we thought she was constipated.
Oh, wow. That's a long time.
I understand. But we're like, okay, now we got to do the whole diet stuff.
Yeah.
Sure.
Limit milk. Okay, maybe she's not, can't have milk.
Sure.
Let's start subtracting things, then we can figure these things out. So... get all this done.
Man, that's a process, too. That's not not simple.
It just sucks. I'm in it right now, guys. Yeah. And so, come to find out, she's not constipated. She's just been holding it in.
Out of spite or what?
Doesn't want to do it.
Oh.
Doesn't want to do it. Miserable.
Like makes
absolutely
herself.
Absolutely.
But she doesn't want like the mess in her diaper or something?
I don't know. I do not know.
Wow.
So right now I'm just perplexed.
So she was able to communicate that, you think?
No, because you know.
How do you know?
How? Because.
Because you subtracted everything she was eating. Everything that make she it
was
a problem. Eating.
I was like, okay, all right. Well, she's done eating. Like, yeah. No. But I'd look over. Shoulders are up to her ears. Like,
right.
Face as red as the sign behind you.
Yeah.
Just. And I'm looking. I'm like, geez, man. If it's that hard to strain, that you're going to pull a blood vessel or something.
Yeah.
So. She's I'm like, so I tried to grab her, and she doesn't want anything to do. She's stiff as a board. And I'm like, hold on. You're doing it all wrong. If you're stiff as a board, you're not even trying.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Right. Too,
yeah.
So that I ended up finding out. I put her on the toilet because I was like, maybe this might.
Yeah.
It happens.
Uh-huh. On
the toilet. You've been holding this in this whole time. You've been doing this. So now it's a mental thing. She doesn't want to poop. Huh. She'll be miserable for 4 days.
I've got your solution.
And if you put her on the toilet, will she do it then?
She'll fight you.
Mm-hmm.
She'll fight you. She'll be stiff as a board, and will refuse to go.
Yeah.
But it you
wow.
I don't know what to do.
What if classic you make the toilet style. A more fun experience somehow?
I'm thinking that's. I'm trying to go that route.
I don't have the answer.
I don't either. I don't know. I've been through this 3 times. It's the 4th time I've been perplexed.
Yeah. Every time's different.
Every time was usually kind of the same. It's like, oh, man.
Yeah, right.
I got to do a dirty diaper. No, there's no dirty diaper. She's just been holding it and then miserable at night if she holds it in.
Of course. Yeah.
Who wants to deal with that?
Sounds like she wants to be potty trained.
That's kind of what it seems like.
That's what I'm going, but she even on the can.
She's still not excited about that part either, huh?
No.
Man, dang it.
I don't know what to do.
Well, I have. This seems like a weird question. Have you talked to a pediatrician about it?
That's the next. She has a.
I actually never have heard of that.
I've known either.
I've never heard of. I mean, I guess I've heard of people being. Some kids are afraid of the toilet.
I understand,
you
right,
know, because
too.
For whatever reason.
No, this is just. I don't. This foreign thing is coming out of me, and I don't want to know.
Okay, yeah, I
and
get it.
And when she does the process, does
she's does running she around seem like,
it,
like
and
she's
does happy? She seem like it hurts? No.
No, she's just like, why would you make me do this?
Okay.
You got a princess on your hands.
I
do.
I
you
guess
do.
So. High maintenance, yeah. I guess. But I was just like, I am just perplexed.
That's a rough one.
I don't know what to do. Miserable. She'll be miserable.
Like, I literally can only think that the only thing that even comes to my head, make it as fun as possible when she's on the toilet. I mean, whatever game you have to play that she loves or video or whatever.
You know what I do?
Let me guess. Sing a song.
No. I just give her enough gristle off the steak. She can't hold anything in, I promise you.
Hey, boy, that's one way of doing it.
Gristle. Get her some gristle. There's no way you're holding that back.
A year and a half. She's a year and a half, and you're like, eat the fat. It's
eat
good
the
for
fat.
You.
Eat the fat. Fat for you, girl. Yeah, try holding that in.
I mean, I think that's a different approach.
Yeah,
but...
I'm making sure you can't hold anything in. I'll deal with a dirty diaper over a messed up girl.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's wild. That is crazy.
I don't know what to do. I've dealt with the potty training far 3 times, and it's been pretty easy most of the time. It's frustrating, of course, but.
How do the other kids like helping with the 1.5-year-old? Just like in general, they're
cool.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They lead her astray.
They teach her the things astray. They shouldn't.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, guys, you know better.
Yeah, right. And then of course, they just blame Vi. Well, Vi did it. And you're like, well, Vi can't reach that. So dude,
that makes me that line. Well, Quinn did it. Well, Quinn's 12 years old. What? And I have different dude.
It's not all the same.
No, it isn't. No. Life ain't fair, Steve. You realize that, right?
Man, yeah, you're telling me. I just, yeah.
Jeez, man. I sound like a broken record sometimes. That is on repeat.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah, well, that's just good parenting.
That's parenting.
Yeah.
I don't know. You figure that out for me and then make it fun. I give her treats like a dog. I don't know what else to do. I'm lost. And then I look at her and I'm like, God. I don't want to deal with that pain, but it's self-inflicted.
Yeah. Rob's like, here, you know what? Good girl, you pooped. Here you go. Here's some more gristle.
Crystal. There you go, baby.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I think, Kevin, you need to go to this the eating standing up thing. I think it's less likely to spill on you.
Kevin James.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's... Eat over a plate.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
I don't know. Are you feeling up for a game, Kevin? You want to try a...
Yeah, I think because we do have some stuff to give away.
A little
today.
Game with Rob here.
And this is a pretty easy game.
Yeah.
All Rob has to do is share what's on his mind.
Oh, I can give you. You want me to share what's on my mind? Well, what?
We'll narrow
what door do you want me to open? Is the question.
We'll narrow the categories
for
you.
Yeah, please do that.
Yeah. We'll narrow the category for you. So if you'd like a chance to, we'll let them pick their prize. How about that? We've got a lot of stuff to give away. We've got some Jeff Dunham tickets, we've got some Webb Sloot Jet Boat Race tickets, Midland. We can qualify you for the Coastal Country Jam. That's the 2-day music festival in Long Beach. Coming up at the end of September, so we'll give you your chance.
Wait, there's a Long Beach, California?
Mm-hmm. There's a on the beach.
Country thing in Long Beach, okay.
Yeah. Jason Aldean, Thomas Rhett, Old Dominion, John Hardy. Yeah, it's pretty good, yeah. I guess it's not that old, so.
Southern California listens to country?
Good question.
We'll get into that later.
We'll get into that later.
Maybe Sacramento does. I don't know. They drive in. I don't know what they're
Bakersfield.
At. There it is. So 509-441-0999 will put you into a wavelength competition with Rob. So you're going to, someone can team up with Rob.
I handed Rob a piece of paper.
Okay.
For him to write down his answers for wavelength.
Yeah. Oh, you gave me your signature.
He autographed it and sent it back to me.
You gave me your signature. I thought we were comparing signatures. I didn't know what to do. You just gave me your signature. Like, what am I supposed to do? Okay, I'm going to put this in my pocket.
I didn't realize
I didn't know what you wanted me to do with it. I'm like, oh, Kevin James. Nice.
I did have my name on it.
He cannot have a piece of paper that he doesn't autograph.
Obviously, and then he gets mad at me for doing the same.
I just laughed. I thought, well, that's how famous Rob is.
Three. I got three.
I gave you three categories there with you.
Okay, that's good. All right. Let's see. Amber.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very good. All right, we're going to see if you can... Oh, Kevin, are you and I going against them? What do you want to do here? What do you think?
Sure, we can play
me and Amber together.
Yeah, you and Amber can see if you're on the same wavelength. Okay. And then
let's
Kevin
go, Amber.
You have to beat Kevin and I. Is that fair? Okay, all right. So Steve's got the categories, Rob, and then he'll just ask you for the top three things in that category. All right, so like if he said cereals and you were like Frosted Flakes, Wheaties, and Grape Nuts, which I'm sure you would choose all those three.
Yeah.
So you get how the game works.
Okay, and then
whoever matches, and I'll keep score. You don't have to do anything other than think of your top three things in the category. Steve, we're ready.
All right, category number one. Gonzaga basketball players.
Okay, top three Gonzaga basketball players that come to your mind. Rob's writing them down. Kevin and I are writing them down.
We're not allowed to have Rob as this answer.
We're not allowed to have Rob?
No.
Cross that out.
Oh, I thought we could.
Yeah. No. Well, he would have been there, obviously.
All right, fine. Mm-hmm. No Rob.
Amber, how good of a fan are you?
I'm a pretty good fan, I think.
Okay, cool. All right, we're on the same page. We're good. We'll have at least one or two.
Okay, I'm in.
And I'm
I need a third.
You need a third?
I'm good. I got nervous. Right. I didn't want to leave one guy out. I don't know.
Yeah, that's fair. All right. Kevin, do you want to start?
Sure.
What do you have?
I said Drew Timmy, Corey Kispert, and Kevin Pangos.
Kevin Pangos third. I said Dick Al, Casey, and Pangos. So we got 2 points because we had Kevin Pangos in the right spot. All right, hold on, Rob.
Two points for being in the same spot?
Yes.
Oh.
What, you're already arguing about the score? The game just started. It could be to your benefit.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
Ahead. Yeah, let's see.
Okay, what do you got, Amber?
I have Tilly,
mm-hmm.
Pangos,
mm-hmm.
and Nemhard.
What do you got, Robbie?
I got Dan.
Yeah, no.
Dickie. John and Roni.
Okay, all right.
John Stockton.
John Stockton.
Heard of
Roni Turiaf.
What other Johns have you known?
I don't know. Well, that's
other John that has played at Gonzaga?
Most people don't call him John.
But what other John?
That's fair.
That's why I went John.
That's fair, Rob.
Like, John. In my head, I go John.
Yes, John.
What, Jingleheimer Smith?
That's what I thought.
Yeah, I figured.
All right, here we go.
Sorry, Amber, I screwed up. That's on
No,
me.
You're good.
I'll take the blame.
Round two, here we go.
All right, let's do famous Canadians.
Oh
wow.
We got this one.
Yeah.
All right, let's see.
Yeah, any type of, you know, profession or type of person, you know?
Right.
Actors, comedians.
We got all of them. That's what.
Well, yeah.
We Canadians have sense of humor. I'm sorry, America. You guys take it too serious.
Wow. Yeah.
We also can't say you in this one, too, so.
Yeah.
I know.
That eliminates that.
All right, everybody.
All right.
Hold on.
Okay, sorry.
I'm nervous.
Yeah, I thought you would have the Canadians right away.
All right. We're on the same page.
Kevin, I'll go first. I have Jim Carrey.
Oh, wow. I did not have him.
Keanu Reeves.
Oh, I did not have him.
Well, he's kind of Hawaiian.
Yeah, I don't know, but it technically counts. Yeah. I was going to say Anne Murray, but I went with Celine Dion.
Anne Murray.
Yeah, I almost went Celine Dion.
Good call.
Yeah, thank you.
I didn't know she was Canadian.
Okay, would you?
Yeah, I stuck to the country music a little more. Oh, I did Shania Twain.
Yeah, I should have said that one.
Number one. Yeah. Ryan Reynolds, number two. Mm. And then Terry Clark.
Ryan Reynolds?
Shout out tonight. Or
wait,
tomorrow,
is Ryan Terry Reynolds or Ryan Gosling?
Ryan Reynolds. Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds is
Canadian.
Okay, yeah. All right, yeah.
Ryan Gosling might be
Terry
Canadian,
Clark
too.
At the Spokane.
I know. Yeah, I should have said Terry. Yeah. See,
tomorrow night.
What'd you have, Amber? No points for us, Kevin.
I had Shania, Justin Bieber.
Oh, good.
And Seth Rogen.
Those are good. What? She did great. Very yeah. good. You know what? One
I
point am. For just having good answers.
Yes.
Yeah.
I am.
What'd you get, Robbie?
I ain't worth two dead flies, guys.
You ain't worth two dead flies.
Jim Carrey, Mike Myers, Kelly Olynyk.
Those were still good answers. I'm still, you know what? She still gets a point for having three good Canadian
answers. Canadians.
I mean, yeah. Anybody who didn't say Shania, come on.
Yeah, 2-1 in favor of the Jay and Kevin show. Ballot. But that's okay. We're still early in the game. Round three. Here we go.
Yeah, Howie Mandel. Come on, people.
Yeah, okay.
We don't claim that guy.
Oh, no? Okay. All right. Well, here's a good one. Famous bald people.
Oh, wow.
Famous bald people. Okay.
Let's see. So you just looked at me and you made all of these these points. Let's see how it works.
Okay. Canadian, bald.
Bald,
yeah,
Zags.
What are you saying? What are you saying?
You tell me what you're saying. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm not saying nothing.
Gonzaga players, yes. He did Zags. He did
Canadians
and bald people. I don't know where he gets these concepts.
I don't know. I don't know.
Hey, it's a winning combination, though, right?
I mean, it feels like it.
Only winners. That's like a winner.
He's a
right
champion.
There.
We've outlined it. He's a champion.
Preach.
All right, Kevin, what did you have?
Wow, I went with The Rock.
That's two.
Dr. Phil.
Oh, I didn't have him.
And just because I was freezing up, and I always hear about him being bald, and I don't even really know him, but Telly Savalas.
Oh, yeah, the guy that played Kojak. Yeah. I remember that guy.
Kojak.
Yeah.
I froze up. My brain I could not think of anyone.
That's what I call cops when I drive by.
Kojak?
Yeah. Look, kids, Kojak. Get somebody.
That's a great thing to teach him. The Rock. The Rock. I had The Rock, Bruce Willis, and Vin Diesel. So we got 2 points. Yeah. It's 4-1. What'd you have, Amber?
I had The Rock, Vin Diesel, and Terry Crews.
Terry Crews.
We had The Rock together, though.
Did you? All right. That's
The Rock. What'd you have second?
I had MJ, Michael Jordan.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's pretty famous.
Yeah. And Steve Harvey.
Okay. Oh, yeah. A lot of good bald people to choose from.
Yeah. No Howie Mandel? Or do you not claim him?
They didn't claim them as being bald. He's a pretender.
He's worried to get sick.
The germaphobe cancels out the baldness. Amber, we're going to qualify you for the Coastal Country Jam Flyaway, and then if you wouldn't mind picking a number, we'll see if somebody can pick some tickets. So which number would you like to pick?
Let's do 11.
All right, hold on for a second. We'll qualify you for the Flyaway, and caller 11 gets to pick your ticket, and there's plenty to choose from. 509-441-0999. The Big 99.9.